welcome to For the Love of Nature, a podcast where we tell you everything you need to know about nature and probably more than you wanted to know. I'm Laura.
And I'm Katie. And this is the last of the mini-sodes, right? Before our next season 7 kicks off, which is nuts.
Yeah. But we did promise you guys that you would not miss a week of the sound of somebody's voice.
Speaking of sound, yes. Laura and I decided to be complete idiots. Because, you know, our mini-sodes we did, the mythical creatures and things like that. But we decided we would just want to do something fun that wouldn't take very long because it is a mini-sode. So we are going to do like an animal sound charade where we each have three animals picked and we have to imitate the sound of the animal and hope the other person guesses it correctly.
Yeah, and we tried to make it like, you know, it's not impossible.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
It's not such an obscure animal that we're never going to know it.
Yeah. Hopefully.
And we apologize in advance.
God.
For the crazy noise. You might want to turn down your car speakers or your headphones, depending on the animal. Yeah. Just warning in advance.
All right, Laura, do you want to... We're going to pause a little bit, so do you want to go ahead and play?
I'm already ready to go.
You're ready? So, okay, let's hear it.
Okay, ready?
I am ready.
The problem is going to be, can Laura not laugh long enough to get these animal sounds out? I should have just done all laughing animals, like a hyena and stuff, but
right.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, on repeat.
Okay, you're like on repeat. In case you didn't hear it the first time, me blowing out my mic.
I told you, you might want to turn down.
Thanks for the warning. Okay, give me at least one tiny hint for it.
Okay, it's a scream. What? I was literally just about to do it again. The hint, big animal.
Big animal scream. Man, I don't know.
Okay, I'll play the real one now.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, an elk.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. You missed a little bit of the bugling there as well. Yeah. Can you please bugle, Laura?
That was the best bugle I had. Right. Yeah, it was the elk. So real quick, just because we also were like, okay, we'll do it, we'll guess it, and then like I get like 2 seconds of natural history. Not that we didn't already talk about the elk before and the could you ride that, because I'm bound and determined to ride an elk. But it is big brown deer.
The end.
Used to be found over much north of the northern hemisphere, but because of habitat loss and hunting, that area has shrunk. They live in open woodlands, they're herbivores and browsers, social and live in herds, and are crepuscular, which means dawn and dusk. The end.
All right. Elk. All right. I'm going to pause real quick for mine.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Your face is just like, hey, yep. All right. Ready?
Oh my gosh. I actually swear I know this one.
See?
Shiza. I know this one. It's a bird, right? Is it a bird?
No. Oh, no, but it would sound... I know what bird you're thinking of. It's not a bird. Mammal.
A mammal that goes womp, womp, womp.
Because it's a long call.
A long call, man. A primate?
Yep.
Of the great variety. I couldn't offhand. Orangutan.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. An orangutan long call.
Nice.
So hold on. Let me
yeah, play the real one. I mean, you sounded just like it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was thinking it was, there was a bird that sounds just like that, and I can't think of what it is. Some kind of like drumming.
Is it? Yeah, it's like the shoe bill, stork. Sounds like a thump. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Your next one.
All right. I'm ready. Okay, here we go. I also wish I could do it better than the, like the.
But it's still, okay, so it's more squeaking than flutter?
Yeah, it's not, that sounded like a dolphin. It's not a dolphin.
Is it a mammal?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Oh, no, but close. It does sound very chittery like that, but it's not. It is North America.
Raccoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Raccoon. Here's the real gut version, guys. I can't do that exact. Mine wasn't raspy enough, but yeah, well, there you go.
Close enough. Like an emphysema raccoon.
Yeah. Raccoon, small mammal, overall gray-brown with a black mask, black feet, black striped tail, native to North America and Northern South America. Nocturnal, great climbers. Cute.
I didn't do my background on the orangutan, but I feel like everybody knows that, too. We've talked about them before. But yeah. You just said raccoon, and we really need to, side note, make the Save the Pygmy raccoon.
Yes.
Remember we were going to do that?
We have talked about the pygmy raccoon before.
Yeah.
Also, did you know that this raccoon, the raccoon that lives around here, when I was, like, typing in raccoon, the other name for it is the Guadalupe raccoon? And I was so thrown. I was like, why would it be called that?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay, hold on. Let me pause real quick. All right. This one's going to be an interesting one. I try to pick animals that I like that would, like, kind of, like, give you a little bit of hint.
I almost chose one that I'm almost sure that you probably did choose. And I was like, if I choose that one and she did choose it, then I'm already going to know what it is. So I didn't. So I'm hoping you are going to do this one.
I don't know. I can actually do, like some gorillas and some chimps and stuff. Like, yeah, and some monkeys.
I can do a barred owl really well. But okay, I felt like that was too much of a giveaway.
After we're done here, we'll do our other ones that we can actually do.
Okay.
Because, listen, I don't think I've ever made Luke laugh so hard. The one time whenever him and I had a monkey call competition in the car the one day. And so, anyway, okay. So, this one. Ready? Oh, God.
Okay. Squirrel.
No. Mammal. It is, like, chirping, but you can't
A chirping mammal.
But you can't hear them, but you can.
A bat!
Yes!
Okay, it was only the clue. But now that I hear it, I did sound like a bat. It did. Also, an impossible one to actually do. Like, that's an impossible call.
Wait, hold on. Not really? Hold on. Let me... Okay, here it is.
You sounded exactly like that.
Told ya.
All right, here's my last one. I feel like... I definitely think you're – well, I really hope so. Otherwise, I'm going to feel really bad about myself that I'm not doing a very good job because I really think that you should get this, but it might not be the first thing that comes to your head. Also, yeah. Sound note. Okay. Or volume note, I should say. I'll just stay back a little bit.
Thank you. Okay, the trill was pretty good. So it's got to be like it's a dog of some sort.
Yes.
So it's either got to be like a dingo or like a...
More local than a dingo.
Coyote.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, what the heck? I know what trill... Because you had like that one tiny part in there where it was like a trill. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know what that is.
They do, yeah, like this weird garble it sounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very yodely.
Yes.
It's more fun than a wolf.
Yeah, way more fun than a wolf. I mean, they look like they're having more fun than wolves. I mean, they are because they're not all dead. But okay, let me pause for a second.
Coyotes are thriving. So real quick, coyotes look like a mangy dog, kind of like a German Shepherd, but a little like more lanky. They're smaller than wolves, but bigger than foxes. Native to North and Central America, they live pretty much anywhere. And although they're mainly carnivorous, they will also eat fruits and veggies. Not as social wolves, but will sometimes hunt in a pack. And they're mainly nocturnal. And ironically, they're the most vocal of all North American wild animals. Wild mammals.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
My third one. Oh, God. I should have done ones that I know already know I can do. You know what I mean? Instead of just picking like obscure ones, I'm like, oh, I'm sure I can do this. You know?
I practiced for a second on the couch, but
I did not.
Very briefly.
I just assumed I could make these sounds, which I thought would be more fun. All right, so let's do like a. Oh God, I don't even know how to start this one. God. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. There's no animal call there. It's just something.
I was all ready that I looked at your face and you were like,
I'm so eagerly ready, waiting.
So eager. Man, I don't know if I could do this. I should have practiced before I did these. Okay, we're here. I'll give you one that I know I can actually do. I was going to say.
Or is it a switch halfway through? Wait, what was that one?
Yes. A red dog. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wait. No, wait. It's the chuffing and it's the predatory call. Okay, ready?
Definitely chimpanzee.
See? Pretty damn good.
Pretty good one. I think I'm
better than my red tail hawk.
The red tail hawk, whenever I've imitated that one, it's always been like
yeah, like a faucet hose, like spewing. God. But still can't.
No, I think my best animal.
I was debating on whether or not to do like the cackle of it. You know what I mean? Versus like the
kookaburra,
call.
Dude, because that was going to be mine. Dude, I was going to do the kookaburra, and then I was like, nah, Kate will do the kookaburra.
Yeah. No, I'm surprised I didn't, but yeah, no.
But I think the only, well, besides like, you know, all the normal sounds like dog, cat, sure, I can do all those. But then my other, I feel like the one that I can do pretty well is the barred owl, which is like.
Okay, pretty but good. Also, I still, the owl that just fascinated and just still makes me laugh to this day is a barred owl.
Oh, yeah, but
owl.
Who can make that noise? Like, I mean, geez.
It's a scream. It's just a bloody murder scream.
Yeah, just the loudest of screams. Anyway, so sorry, everybody.
I can do a baby bird. Ready? Wait.
Oh, it's so sweet. Right?
Besides my chimp.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully you haven't had enough of us.
I was like, I don't know how to wrap that up.
Just
Laura, I hope
join
you have
us
something to say.
For the, you know, that was the end of the in-betweenness of season 6 and season 7. Next week starts season 7. We'll be sure to come back.
Bless your souls.
It's going to be a great one. Like normal.
Like normal. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.